Wednesday morning. Thank God for another chance, another opportunity to talk about, what he's sharing with me. And this morning, extremely excited that Joshua is going to pray us in. And then we'll let Joshua pray, and then we will jump into the word of the Lord. All right, Joshua, go ahead, buddy. Come, you got to walk around here so I can hear you. Okay. Good job. All right, here we go.
Dear Lord, I just thank you for this day. Thank you, God, for just waking us up. Thank you, God, that that a man of God can preach the word. And God, thank you, God, that the word is living. God, it's the living truth. And thank you, God, even in this sinful world, we can know the truth so we can fight off the enemy's temptations. Lord God, you said the word is like, a sword. Lord God, that I can cut between bone and marrow. And Lord, we just thank you that we can cut through the lies of the enemy, Lord, and that we can fend off the enemy's lies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good prayer. Good prayer, Joshua. Thank you. We are big believers. If we can ask a kid to shoot a jump shot or to throw a touchdown, then we can ask a kid to pray. So thank you, Joshua. Very, very good. All right. Scripture today is going to come out of the book of Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. I'm actually going to start I'll start with verse 1. Something the Lord laid on my heart earlier this morning. I don't want to say early because that would give maybe the idea that I'm a morning person or wake up when the sun comes up, and that is not my intention at all, to be honest. But what God's been really showing me and speaking to me is the thought of love. And I know the Bible throughout talks about love, and it talks about how it's selfless, and how Paul says, listen, if I speak with the tongues of angels and of men, and I have not love, then I'm just like a clanging symbol. The Bible says that there remain three: faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. But I want to talk about a more practical point of love, and I want to challenge us and maybe ask a question today about love. When's the last time that you've seen someone or you've experienced someone show you love? And I mean selfless love, a love that changed you, a love that encouraged you, a love that made a difference in your life. You see, when Jesus was walking around talking to his disciples and talking to the people that needed him, a lot of times we read the stories and we simply leave them as that, as stories. Not to say that we don't believe they're true, but we leave out some of the emotions. We leave out when Jesus walked from Jericho to the next place that it wasn't a matter of minutes. A lot of times it was a matter of days, if not weeks. Sometimes when we think about the stories in the Bible, we don't completely play them out in our head or in our brain. Definitely myself included. So because of that, I want to talk about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a man that no doubt many people, if not almost all people, hated. He was a man that was taking advantage of the corrupt Roman system. He was a tax collector, and of his own people, he was taking advantage of them, and he was treating them like they weren't real human beings. Everybody hated Zacchaeus. Everybody didn't want to be around him. Zacchaeus was a man that had a lot of pride, that had a lot of issues. But when Jesus came on the scene, and when he had one interaction with Jesus, that forever changed the course of history for his life. And brothers and sisters, today I want you to know that if you will show the love that's been shown to you, the Bible says that we first love God, not because we were so good or we were so great, but because that God first loved us. The Bible says that no man can come to Jesus unless Jesus first calls him. So today I want to encourage you and to let you know that in a small town like Dalton, Georgia, where I live, or maybe where you live, you can show the love of God, and you can help people, and you can encourage people. And because of the love that you show, it will force people to come eye to eye with the one that knew no sin yet became sin, so that you and I might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. By showing love, we can change people. By showing love, we change ourselves. By showing love, we bring praise and glory to God the Father. And by showing love, it's it causes people to look at us different, because anybody can talk and anybody can say this or say that. But when you show, when you put your belief and our faith into action by love, that's when people have to look at it and it forces them to see the truth. In Luke chapter 19, verse 1, the Bible says, Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. Verse 5. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. The first thing I want to point out the story today is that Jesus was not intimidated by Zacchaeus's greed or by Zacchaeus's sin. What does that teach you and me? It teaches you and I that if we're friends with someone, or we have an acquaintance, or we know somebody that's not went to church in 20 years and not said a prayer in 30 years, or just does really, really bad things all the time, that they've not gone too far, that the love of God cannot rescue them. How many of us today can testify that if we didn't have somebody show us the love of God, that we'd be in a really, really bad situation right now? How many of us today can testify when we were too sorry to call upon the name of God, we had God intervene in our situation? We had God come to the crack house, or come to the dope house, or come to the bar, or come to the whatever it may be, whatever you were in sin or in a lot of bad situations, God came and intervened in that situation. There is not a level of darkness that God is scared of. And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today and to let you know that there is not a level of darkness that the love that God's put on the inside of you and put on the inside of me that it should be scared of. I'm not telling you that you should go to certain places if you're not ready, and I'm not telling you to go put yourself in precarious situations. But what I am saying is that the same God that rescued you and the same God that rescued me is the same God still in the healing business, and he's still in the restorative business, and he's still in the loving business, and he's still in the business of a second and third and fourth and many, many chances. That same love that came and rescued you and me, that violent love, that love that was so aggressive that it went through our heart and it captured us and it forever changed us, is the same love that God wants you and I to show to his people. The great news about it is you and I don't get to decide who is God's people. You and I don't get to make the choice to say this person's good enough and this person's not good enough. I know a lot of times when I minister to people and I talk to people, one of the things they'll tell me is I don't deserve that kind of love. I don't deserve that kind of forgiveness. I don't deserve that kind of compassion. Brother Allen, you don't know what I've done. And I don't deserve that. And brothers and sisters, today the good news is that I don't deserve it either. The good news is that you didn't deserve it either, but God said, yes, you deserve my love. Yes, you deserve my grace. Yes, you deserve my mercy. And it's in that moment, in that instance, when we have the understanding and the revelation that a perfect, sinless God decided to call you and me out of darkness, not when we were living holy, not when we were living, trying to live for him, not when we were working at the church, when we were doing things that he was the last thing on our mind. That's when he called us son, or that's when he called us daughter. What if you and me would look at somebody in darkness that just needs another chance and would tell them they're loved? What if you and I would tell that crack addict or that whoever's going through a situation, and we say, listen, I don't completely understand, and maybe I've never struggled with addiction, and maybe I've never struggled with pornography, or maybe I've never struggled with this or that, but what if you and I had the boldness to be like Jesus and tell them to come over here? Jesus looked at a man named Zacchaeus that had climbed a sycamore tree and said, listen, Zacchaeus, come down here because I need to be a guest in your house. And Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was evil. Jesus knew every time that he had betrayed someone and he had been selfish and he had been greedy. But Jesus said, listen, come down here because I need to come into your house? When's the last time that I made a decision to love somebody in spite of? When's the last time that instead of me telling somebody, listen, I've forgiven you 10 times, I don't want to do it again, or I've done this for you. When's the last time I looked at somebody knowing that they deserved wrath and knowing that they deserved to be fired or to be let go or whatever the situation may be, but I looked at them and said, listen, because of what God did for me, I want to show you another chance. It's an easy thought, but man, when you're in a heated discussion or an argument, it's a completely different thing. What if the greatest experience that you've ever had with God is on the other side? What if it's on the other side of me forgiving somebody one more time, showing them the love of God? You may say, Brother Alan, how do I show the love of God? You're patient with people. You're forgiving. You're kind. When they deserve something, you give them love instead. Because I thank God today that instead of wrath, He gave me forgiveness. I thank God today because I know what I deserve, because the Bible says our hearts being evil. So I know what I deserve, but God intervened in my situation, and on the daily He intervenes with grace and love and compassion and forgiveness. That's why I believe the Bible says there remain three: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Do you know why I believe that the greatest is love? Because I believe faith and hope are dependent upon love. You can't have faith unless you have love. You can't have hope unless you have love. Love is the ingredient that ties everything together. And when it is expressed, it's beautiful. When it is expressed, things blossom and things bloom from it. When it is expressed, the God gets the glory that He so richly deserves. In verse 6, the Bible says, Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. I want you to notice here that Zacchaeus never told Jesus, I don't deserve for you to be in my house. How many Christian brothers or sisters, or maybe even yourself or myself, would say when Jesus said, listen, let me come into your house, I'd say, whoa, 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 wait a minute, Jesus. I got in an argument with my wife yesterday. You don't need to come here. I yelled at my kids, or I let my kids down, or my kids let me down and I got angry, or I stole this, or I did this, or there was a woman or a man in my house, or this happened. I would have 1,000 reasons why Jesus shouldn't come to my house. But Zacchaeus said, come on, Jesus, you can come to my house. And he was completely in sin. And that did not offend Jesus, because he knew that when love meets sin, love wins every time. When love meets unforgiveness, love wins every time. When love meets hate, love wins every time. When love meets addiction, love wins every time. When love meets adultery, love wins every single time. Once the Bible says love is the greatest of all, it's a revelation for you and me that if we can take any situation that we're in, if we can take any impossibility that we look at that we're in, and we mix a little bit of God's love with it, then we become victorious. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Well, who is Christ Jesus? He is the express image of God the Father. He is the love of God the Father in a bodily form. When you look at Jesus, you have to see love. And when you think of love, you have to think of Jesus. So Jesus says, listen, Zacchaeus, come down here because I need to come to your house and be a guest. Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he runs down with excitement and joy. In verse 7, but the people were displeased. Good God Almighty. But the people were displeased. He has gone to the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Verse 8, meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back 4 times as much. In verse 9, last verse, Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today. For this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. I'll do verse 10 too. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who were lost. In closing today, brothers and sisters, this is a perfect example in my opinion, and by the revelation that God has given me of what salvation looks like. It doesn't matter what gets you to Jesus. It doesn't matter if you climbed a sycamore tree. It doesn't matter if you cheated and messed up and whatever the situation you might have had. But when the love of God came into your situation, it invaded everything. And he ultimately saved you from the wrath to come. Zacchaeus didn't deserve salvation. Zacchaeus didn't deserve for the spotless Lamb of God, the one that's always been here, the one that told the stars to be in this situation and to be in this location, and the one that told the land to be divided and the waters to be divided and created the fish and the birds and would walk with Adam and Eve. Zacchaeus didn't deserve the perfect one to come into his house, but the Bible says that Jesus did it anyways. And he went in there and he stood before Zacchaeus. And I don't believe there was a great conversation. I believe the presence of Yahweh, the presence of Jesus was enough to bring Zacchaeus to a point that he began to repent. He began to see the one that knew no sin, that was absolutely perfect, that his eyes were like that of fire, that his hair was beautiful. He looked at the man Jesus and said, "Wait a minute, love's burning in my heart, so I've got to fix things." It's a beautiful picture of salvation. But my question is, when's the last time we showed that kind of love to somebody? When's the last time we went into a Zacchaeus' house? When's the last time you and I had a conversation with a Zacchaeus? When's the last time that somebody was so full of pain and hurt and anger and wrath and we just came in to give them a sweet word? We just came in to tell them God loves you and so do I. Because I'm telling you, when I see people express the love of God, it changes me from the inside out. My daughter has a friend, her best friend. I call her my second daughter now. 10 years old. Experienced all kinds of pain, all kinds of turmoil, all kinds of trials and tribulations. And a couple days ago, this 10-year-old little girl, and my daughter, they make me things. They made me a t-shirt with their handprints on it. They make me these signs telling me I'm a good dad. They do all these things to express their love. And this 10-year-old little girl got me a little display, a little, something to put on my desk. And her and Isabel brought it to me and they gave me a gift. And I want to read it to you. Because I want to show and I want to tell you what happens when the love of God comes into a situation. It heals you and it makes you whole. This little girl that's full of, that no doubt had countless times that she was full of pain and she was full of turmoil and she was full of disappointment and people letting her down and people not doing what, you know, she wanted them to do. She walks into my house, her and Isabel, and says, "Listen, Alan, we got you something. I got you something, and I want to give it to you." And it absolutely encouraged me in a way that's forever changed me. And maybe you've heard of it, but it's called Stepped Up Dad. It says you stepped up to love another child as your own. You stepped up to provide, protect, encourage, and support. You stepped up to show up when it mattered the most. You may not have given me life, but life gave me you. Thank you for being the dad you didn't have to be. I love you. How can somebody that's not received the love of their earthly father possibly give me a gift that says, "I love you and I thank you for being there and I thank you for correcting me and I thank you for encouraging me and I thank you for believing in me when I didn't believe in myself"? How is that possible? Brothers and sisters, the answer is that she has the love of God the Father on the inside of her. Is she perfect? Absolutely not. But she's allowed that love to so saturate her on the inside that all she knows how to do is show love on the outside. How does Isabel make me gifts and to express all the love that she has for me? How does Joshua want to play ping pong with me at 10:30 at night? Because he wants to express to me how much he loves me. And it's the love of God in these children's hearts that's forever changing them, and it's forever changing me. These kids will walk into a Zacchaeus' house and show somebody love that don't deserve love. And that's what you and I should be doing. I want to encourage you. I want to challenge us that in the next week or the 2 weeks or months to come, that when we have the opportunity to stand before a Zacchaeus, that we don't stand before him in judgment or condemnation or saying, I'm glad I'm not there. I'm glad I'm not where I used to be. We stand before them like Jesus stood before Zacchaeus in complete humility and complete love and complete forgiveness. Because a 9 and 10 year old and an 11 year old, two little girls and one little boy are forever changing the course of my life because they're expressing love time and time again. And that love of God the Father is what changes you and me. It's what brings us closer to Him. It's what allows you and I to experience forgiveness and grace and mercy. It's the love that these kids are showing that us adults should be showing, because they've been through just as much pain as any of us. But it is a choice that you and I can make. Let's pray. Yahweh, I thank you today. God, I thank you for the love that you've shown me. I thank you for the love you showed me yesterday and last night and this morning and even right now. I thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that you gave us, Lord. I thank you for the power of your Spirit. I thank you for the forgiveness that you show each one of us. And today, Yahweh, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will give us the anointing to stand in the face of a Zacchaeus or in the face of somebody full of pain and tribulation and trials, and maybe they're overwhelmed by the enemy, or maybe they're thinking about giving up or whatever it may be, God. And I pray for your love to invade that situation. I pray, God, that we can have love like these kids are showing me, Yahweh. God, I pray for that kind of love, the love that changes us, the love that encourages us. It's the love that you got, so that at the end of the day, we can say there remain three: faith, hope, and love. But love is the greatest of all. But God, don't let it just be a scripture in Corinthians. Let it be something that lives on the inside of our hearts, that quickens us and encourages us from this day and this moment forward. Yahweh, we say yes to your love. Yes to your love, and yes to your love, because it's worth it. You're so good, and we love you, and we thank you for everything that you've done. We bind the hand of the enemy from our lives. We bind the hand of the enemy from our minds, and we speak peace, and we speak comfort. We speak strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you, God, for every time that we're able to show love in spite of pain, love in spite of trials and tribulations. Yahweh, today we rest in your love, because it is absolutely perfect peace. By faith, we consider these things done. We seal them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.